Page 80. Cross-curricular focus. Immigration through New York.
Arriving in New York. To poor and persecuted people around the world, the USA represented a land of opportunity. In the 19th century, people started to arrive in large numbers, and most of them came through New York. The authorities needed a center to process them as quickly and efficiently as possible. In 1892, Ellis Island, a small island in New York Harbor, became the main station for new immigrants. On the 2nd of January, a young girl called Annie Moore was the first immigrant to step onto Ellis Island. Officials gave her a gold coin to mark the occasion. For the next 40 years, Ellis Island became the gateway to the USA for more than 12 million immigrants. After a fire on Ellis Island in 1897, the immigrant center was rebuilt to look like a large train station. Although rich passengers were screened on board ship when they arrived, millions of poorer immigrants waited in line at the station. They were examined by doctors and could only enter the USA if they had no physical or mental problems and were able to work. The doctors could identify numerous medical conditions just by looking at a person. Those with medical or other problems were either sent home or detained in the island's hospital for long periods of time. About 2% of people were denied permission to enter the USA and sent back to their countries of origin. Because of this, Ellis Island was often called the Island of Tears. But most immigrants were treated with respect and, after a few short hours on the island, were free to begin their new lives in the USA. Ellis Island Immigration Museum opened in 1990 and has had many visitors. You can take an audio tour, see a documentary, and look through immigration records to find family members who once came through Ellis Island.